Hello, friend. Welcome to action number 4 of the 7 actions to a new and happier you. This is John Brewer, founder of Foundational Journey Institute, and I am just excited to talk to you about this next action because this is a foundation. It's a principle that's foundational to not just a new and happier you, but it's foundational to becoming the kind of person that you truly want to be. And what that is reviewing and realigning your goals. Sometimes we set goals for ourselves, and as we strive to fulfill those goals, we make mistakes, we stumble, we struggle, and maybe we don't reach those goals. A lot of people think that if you don't reach your goals, you've failed. And I had a conversation with my daughter once that I told her that failure is not striving for a goal and not achieving it. That's not failure. Failure is actually not trying at all. If you're striving for a goal and you don't achieve the goal, you've actually still grown in the process of achieving that goal. And so I just want you to remember that in this action, we're going to talk about reviewing and realigning your goals. Maybe you've striven for them and didn't achieve them. And what we're going to do is discuss the best possibility or the best way to get ourselves back in alignment and start moving forward again. So are your goals and dreams still the same? Why and how have you been derailed by your goals? Have you discovered that your goals are no longer realistic or achievable, maybe? Do you need to modify your current goals? And finally, what are your new goals and what do you need to do to achieve them? So let's kind of discuss the steps to reviewing and realigning your goals. First, what I need you to do is grab a notepad. This could be a digital version. It could be a physical version. Notepad on your phone, OneNote for Microsoft, something that you can jot down notes and basically have a brain dump is what we're going to do. Basically, you're going to list out all your dreams and your goals. I was watching a video the other day and Steve Harvey said you need to create a list of 300 goals and dreams. And these are things that you want to have in your life manifested. The funny thing is he says you're going to hit about number 75, somewhere in that range. And your brain's just going to struggle because we as individuals, we don't want to seem greedy. And there's a negative connotation when we try to have all of these things. But the truth of the matter is you're meant to be more. And your dreams and goals are going to help you do that. And so as you're sitting down listing out your dreams and goals, do 300. Set a goal for 300 and then just realize that you're going to hit a wall. And once you've hit that wall, keep pushing, keep trying to come up with more because you're going to grow from that. On a fresh new page, what I want you to do is out of those 300 goals, I want you to put a star next to the top 10 that you want to accomplish in the next 12 months. And then on a fresh page, you're going to put the goal name of the first one. If anything were to happen, this is the one that you would want to have happen in the next 12 months. You're going to put that on the top of the new page. And then you're going to describe the what and the why of that goal. Now, I'm not saying the steps. Understand this. Why do you want that goal? In studying my own self and watching other people, the reason why most people don't achieve their goals is because they don't have a strong enough why. The why is the motivation or the engine behind the goal. Once you get a clear understanding of why that goal happens, you're going to achieve it and what that goal actually entails. Then what you need to do is you need to list out the skills and the resources needed to achieve that goal. Again, this is not the step-by-step process. This is not the plan. This is, okay, what do I need to be? Who do I need to be in order to make this goal become a reality? And then what resources do I need? If it's a fitness goal, what do you need to have? Like, are you trying to have a better upper chest, a better lower body? What resources do you need? Do you need dumbbells? Do you need a gym? Do you need cardio? Do you need... Those are the things that you're going to put down so that you can then set up the next step, which is creating a step-by-step plan to achieve that goal. And then finally, you're going to want to review. Actually, this is the second part of the process, but you're going to want to review the SMART method for goal achievement. SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-based. And basically, you'll go through that process for the goal and then say, okay, what do I need to do? Does it match these criteria? And then finally, you're going to take daily action and then review your actions on a weekly basis to achieve your goals. The bottom line is with your goals clearly defined and laid out in writing, you will have no trouble keeping them on the top of your mind and staying on top of them. Now, I want to give you some proper expectations of these action steps. You're going to choose one of these actions and you're going to start implementing it today or tomorrow if you're reading this late at night. Just taking action is an action in and of itself, okay? Small gradual changes will be seen within the week. You're probably going to notice that first time you may actually stumble. You may make a mistake. Don't worry about it. The whole point is to step into the alter ego, step into who you want to be. Dramatic changes are going to be seen within 60 days. The mindset of the new you will have become automatic within those 60 days. Patience is your number one ally. Consistency is your number two ally. It took you however many years old you are to get into the situation that you're in. Change is going to take time and effort. Now, if you're wanting to unlock your personal transformation to the new you, and you want to take that to your new level, to the next level, remember that going to foundationaljourneyinstitute.com, unlocking-personal-transformation, you're going to actually get access to the ebook that I created on how to unlock a better personal transformation, embracing the change to shape your future. And I really would love you to take advantage of that, because in it, you're going to have some habits that are going to help you unlock a better personal transformation. And there's going to be tips in there to help you even do more. And I want to thank you and honor you for going through this video, and see you in the next one.